prayers for Robert Guilford Sr. He's back in the hospital, and it looks like he's in his last days. And that's my sister's father-in-law. And then we were going to pray for Joe and Neva as they travel to a doctor's appointment in Oklahoma City. However, I just found out that that appointment has been canceled because the doctor is not there today.
Father, we do pray for Robert Guilford today, Senior. And Lord, I just say to this mountain, grace, 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 Father, for the family. And Father, I just ask that in these moments that you would give them treasures, Father, lasting treasures. And Father, that you would help them through this process that's very difficult, Lord. But Father, everywhere we look, we can find your grace in it. So Lord, that would be my prayer for you to help them today, to empower them, to comfort them, Lord. I just thank you that that is one of your names, God of all comfort. And Lord, that you are there. And I'm reminded of Psalms 23, Lord, that says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And Lord, even today as I pray that, that's the prayer that I prayed the day that Mike went to heaven. And Lord, I just thank you that even that anointing, Father, as I share that, is going forth to the Guilford family. Lord, I thank you that you are not a respecter of persons, that you are empowering, and that you're with them. Father, we thank you for all the things that you've done for Joe and Neva. Wow. And Father, how you've brought them along. Father, we just continue to lift them up, and we ask, Father, that you give them your grace today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Y'all, she'll bless your shoes and socks off. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship. Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is our sister in Christ, Larnell Hayes, from the Heart to Heart Pregnancy Care Center, and her title is After Abortion Support.
Well, I just want to go on with talking about facing the facts. We were looking at some questions that we might ask ourselves. And understanding and accepting the fact that abortion ends a life is the first step in grieving. Facing the truth allows us to understand that our emotional response to abortion is the response to losing a child. Many women have not been able to process the complex emotions that accompany their abortion decision. Grief has been forbidden and hidden because it's a choice that you made, regardless of the reason. And society tells you to move on. But I want us to look at maybe some things this morning just to let you be introspective. And maybe you could just answer these questions inside. I had an abortion to relieve the pressure of where it would be financial or unmarried, having an affair with a married man. Those are some of the things that I could think of. Can you guys help me out? Why people might have an abortion?
Well, sometimes because they're in school.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to finish school. Sometimes it's work related. They don't want it to interfere with career.
Exactly.
Which is societal pressure, I guess.
Yes, it is. And a lot of parents put that on their children, too. Mm-hmm. You're not going to ruin your life. Or, this is a good one, too. I had an abortion because I was afraid what others around me would think.
Mm-hmm.
I could go a gamut, for sure. And then one thing I told myself to deny my loss was a way of coping or not having to accept the fact or the point at which I could no longer deny my loss was the reality comes, doesn't, to us sooner or later, and it comes in different ways. One thing I didn't understand now that I didn't know then is, and as I said, we... in our mindsets, we grow. And so we may think a certain way for a period of time, and then we think differently later. Every relationship dynamic is different. At the time of your abortion, you may have been in a committed, caring relationship, or you might have been in a dangerous and abusive one. That would be a thought for not wanting to bring a child into that, would it not? Or your relationship may have been somewhere in between. It's important to assess the relationship to understand your role and your responsibility in the abortion decision. So let's look at some questions that will guide us into looking directly at how the decision for abortion was made. How much of the responsibility belongs to you? How much of the responsibility belongs to others? And in what areas you might be a victim. We always want to move out of that victim mentality into being a victor. There's a way to do that. Relieving your abortion experience may trigger traumatic memories, but it's necessary for a part of the healing process. I've met a lot of people who say that, oh, I don't want to experience that trauma again. It's like something so big that they couldn't get past it, and it really is a block for them, but it is a part of the healing process. Working through these hard questions will allow us to sift the truth from the lies. And you know, sometimes when we can just get that stuff up out of us, rather than just smoldering and keeping it hidden inside, makes a lot of difference. You know, here might be some of the questions in regard to your role. How did you meet the father of the baby? When and how did the sexual activity of that relationship begin? Was it consensual, or did you feel coerced? Both of those things could be true. What was your understanding of the relationship? And in a lot of situations where there's just coercion, you know, that pressure is on. We have this little bookmark at work, and it says, Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now? I like that. And yet, girls feel the pressure, feel the need to bow to that pressure. But I encourage you, stand your ground. What did you tell yourself about the possibility of becoming pregnant? Oh, it won't happen to me. And then surprise, surprise, it did. Or was there any discussion about the responsibility or whose responsibility it was? No, it might have just been something very fast in the backseat of a car in a moment where you had not made a decision prior to. What were your beliefs about sex outside of marriage? So many couples today live together. Mm-hmm. Is it right in the sight of God? Nay, no. But it's justified, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel when you first thought you might be pregnant? Who did you confide in? That's really important to know. Who we can talk to, who's a safe place and who's not. And then how did you confirm your pregnancy? And that's one thing that I want to say is we do free pregnancy tests and ultrasounds. So we're there for anyone in a situation, whether it would, you know, be planned, unplanned. We're there. And it's always good to talk to someone that could help you sort through and tell you things that would be beneficial to you. And who did you tell first? And what was their reaction? That can be a determining factor as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you receive counseling from a medical professional, someone at the clinic, someone at church? And what advice did they give you? Or did they give you advice and you rejected that advice? But it's never too late, is it? Never too late. Whom besides yourself did you allow to have major influence in your decision? You know, one of the saddest things to me is parents who pressure their children, their daughters, to have abortions. It may not be the life you planned, but hey, it's not the end.
That's right.
And I do believe, regardless of how children come into this earth, they are a gift from God. You may be familiar with James Robinson's story. He's a known televangelist and has helped a lot of people in life. And he was left on the doorstep by his mother. And that's truly love,
mm-hmm.
in putting that baby in a safe place. One of the things that's going on now in our nation is that there are safe baby boxes. And, you know, they can be at fire stations or police stations. And you can leave the baby there with no questions asked. So that's powerful. There are ways that we can deal with what we have. If we don't feel adequate enough to raise a child, there are other options. You know, there are parents that are waiting for a child, and they would be happy to have a child. And that's a measure of love, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
In being able to give that child a life. Years ago, I was involved in a situation like that, and it made my heart glad, you know, to see what God could do in this situation. And I watched that young person, well, they're older now than I think about it, but the glee that's in the voice of that person and the thankfulness for the family that they were placed in, it radiates. It's really mm-hmm. neat. And then this is a really hard one, but there may be people who need to recall the details of the abortion procedure and really face what went on there. And then journal those feelings during and after and record any of the specifics, either physical or emotional. You know, when we journal, it gets things out of us and mm-hmm. gives us a perspective that's helpful. Mm-hmm. So I know this is kind of heavy material today, but I was amazed when I found out that in our little area, 50-mile radius in Elk City, there are between 50 and 90 calls a day seeking an abortion. So I just want to say we're here to help. If you're abortion-minded, we're here to help, not being judgmental and being a source to you. That would be helpful.
Before we sign off, Miss Lornell, would you be kind enough to share if someone would like to help sow a seed or items for babies to the Heart to Heart Pregnancy Center? Would you be kind enough to give that information where they might can mail a seed or drop off?
Yes.
500 South Lusk is the address.
Yes, it is the physical address. Our mailing address is a post office box. And okay. Let me get that.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, it's fine. One of the things, too, 500 South Lusk, you can absolutely drop off. We're open 12 to 6, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And then on Wednesdays, we are open until 5. And if you have things that you would like to donate, then you can just drop those by. There's always someone there. And we take clothing from preemies to size 3. And we're always using diapers, you know. So we do have a lot of ones. I want to say that. We have tons of ones. We need 4s and 5s in diapers. And we also provide wipes. So those are something that we could all also do. Or if you wanted to make a donation, you can send it to the post office box. It's 2122 here in Elk City, 73648, Heart to Heart. And we're getting ready to do our big fundraiser for that. We have table hosts that have invited. And, you know, we want to say next year, if you would like to be a part of that and would like to be a table host, contact us. It's really a great event, and we just thank all of our donors and our underwriters for their involvement in what's going on, and we appreciate everything everyone does. We have a group of people that I tell them they work like a well-oiled machine, you know, they just do their job, and it's really incredible to watch and the heart that they have for people. And we have some really, we offer in the afternoons on Thursday, we offer parenting classes, or we also do, you can study the trimesters of the baby, you know, if you're newly pregnant. And there's just a lot of information, a lot of educational things that are an asset. And the other thing that I have going on that I want to see, and I'm working on this. I have a couple of guys reading the book now. about fatherhood, and that's important to me. I mean, if you look at Genesis 1, God created them male and female. And so that's one of the things that I want to do, is to empower men with the help of other men in our community as mentors that could be an asset to these people. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that. We're hoping to get that off of the ground in 2024. So it's important. And I just appreciate their time and effort, you know, into looking into this. And we have some plans. I'll be announcing those more as we approach 2024. But we do appreciate this community. They are very involved. And on November the 5th, I will be in Snyder at the Baptist conference there. They have their meetings, and I have a booth set up there. So if you have questions about that, live in that area, you know, we would love for you to come and see what's going on.
And if someone would like for you to come and speak to their youth or anything like that, they just call the office?
Yes, and if there's counselors in schools, we have a lot of training materials for abstinence. We would love to be a part of that as well. So, yes, we're available.
Great asset for our community, too.
Thank you, Tina.
And one of our friends, Nicholas Medina, you know them?
I do.
Yes, him and his beautiful wife, Danielle. He commented and was promoting your banquet. And awesome. He said, Heart to Heart has done so much for me and my wife. And we want for all three of our kids. And we went for all three of our kids. It's necessary for this community. Love from the Medina family.
Aw, thank you, Nicholas.
We appreciate you coming and sharing with us, Laura. Now,
well, it's my joy. I've always said my life verse is Isaiah 61. I always reach out to the brokenhearted.
You know? That's a beautiful one.
So,
you have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and our sister in Christ, Laura Nell Hayes. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.